Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
What is a depraved mind? A depraved mind is somebody who says, that's not right, that's wrong. Or that's not wrong, that's right. That's not up, oh, that's down. It's a mind that has been reversed. A mind that can no longer discern really between what is good, what is evil. They can't even tell when they're in the darkness or when they're in the light.
The truth is, God's Word can have a real life impact today. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message, The Danger Zone, and invites you to turn to God's Word for freedom from guilt and condemnation. So stay where you are. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, you'll want to hear about an exciting offering this month during the Easter season. It's Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. These teachings take you to the foot of the cross for the last moments of Jesus' life so you can hear His final words of comfort and truth. This powerful series offers you peace and hope for every season straight from Christ's lips right to your heart. We want to send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Danger Zone, Part 2.
Now, we're dealing with two kinds of people in the church at Rome and two kinds of people of those of us who are here today. We're dealing with people, first of all, who did not have the book, the Bible. That's the Gentiles, that's the Greeks and the Romans. They didn't have a Bible. And then you have the Jews in the church. They had the book. They had the Torah. They had the Bible. They had the sacrificial system. They had all the Jewish celebrations. So Paul is trying to let the Jews and the Gentiles, remember Gentile, anybody want a Jew, understand though you were brought up with the book, though you brought up without the book, you're all responsible. And he says, you who were brought up without the book, you are responsible. You have taken the truth and you have pressed the truth down. You have pressed away from you. You have covered over the truth of God. And they say, well, we didn't have the book. And God says in this word, oh, you had natural revelation. What is that? That's the voice of conscience within. You see, right and wrong is built in this created order. The Ten Commandments are written in the Bible, but they're also written in life. Have you noticed that? So he's saying you have that voice of conscience within. And also he says, let me tell you something else. You have the created order without. Look at this world. You can see the power of God in it. You can see the omnipotence of God. You can see the magnificence of God. You can see the beauty of God. And so Paul is saying to those who are brought up without the church, without the book, without a background of any kind of religion in the sense of revealed religion, he's saying you have natural revelation from the created order. This didn't just happen. And he says, therefore, you're without excuse. So he says, you have hidden the truth, and now he says, you jerked the rope out of my hand. He said, God gave them over, and three times this phrase is mentioned, and look what God did as they, with free moral agents, making their own choices and their own decisions. Look at it in verse 24. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their hearts, to impurity and to their bodies, so their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creator rather than the creator who is blessed by God forever. What does this say? He said, God gave them over to the lust of their flesh, and they believed the lie rather than the truth. Do you believe lies all the time rather than the truth about a lot of things? I want to show you, there was a little dispensary unit at the airport that we took a picture of. Can you see the top of it, what it says on the top? You see that? I guarantee you, there's not a thing in there that has anything to do about health. You see it? That's in our airport. Boy, I'd look at that and say, man, I'm going to eat some of that. I'm going to be healthy and alert and strong. You know, good. It's a lie, right? It won't kill you instantly, but sooner than you think. But we love to believe a lie. They believed a lie about God because they became idolatrous. And therefore, the first sin that we walk into, usually most people in life, is in the sexual area. Have you noticed that? Sure you have. Teenagers, puberty, all the way up. That seems to be the first challenge that we have in life. How to handle these tremendous drives when all of our glands come into full power. And then how to handle it for the rest of our lives. And so that's the beginning point. I think Paul is primarily talking to us here and to the church at Rome here about adultery and fornication, sex outside of marriage and illicit sex within marriage. That's what he's dealing with. And the problem we've got today is most of us do not understand sex. Let me tell you what the sex drive is. It's not just a drive for the flesh. It's a drive to worship. Boy, what are you talking about? Sex drive in all of us is a drive to worship. And when the sex drive is satisfied and enjoyed in marriage, when a husband and wife come together in intimate love, that is an act of worship. They're celebrating the covenant that God established with Christ, with them in marriage to become one flesh. It's an act of worship pointing to God who brought them together. Physically is a symbol of the relationship who is Jesus. We are the bride of Jesus. He is the bridegroom. This is all the metaphors and the symbolism used in our spiritual walk with the Lord. It is symbolical in our physical selves. So therefore, when someone engages in sex outside of marriage, illicit sex, it is a desire for true worship, and they move in another direction. What is worship? Worship, listen, I'm saying it simply, worship primarily is a desire to possess. So we worship, we want to possess God, and God in turn wants to possess us. Isn't that worship? I want all of you in my life. And I want all of me to be in your life. You read about that in the Bible. John chapter 15, Jesus says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. Christ in you, Christ in me. And we see this gets totally distorted in our economy of choices when sex begins to be our God and begins to be the idol in your life and in my life. So we see what happens. They made that which was true and valid, they turned into a lie, and God gave them over. What does it mean to give? God abandoned you. God said, okay, if you want to worship that idol, money, sex, whatever it might, go ahead, go on and have it. And he just gives us over. We pull the rope out of his hand. He lets us go. And this is a tragic story here. This is the first step on the downhill slide.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yung, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final moments on earth were filled with powerful words that offer you peace and hope in every season. And Dr. Young wants to help you explore those dynamic moments on the cross by sending you his four-message series, Famous Last Words. This special Easter resource is our way to thank you for your support to help The Winning Walk continue to encourage people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your own copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's a look at the teaching coming up after the break.
How so many wonderful people get caught up in the vortex of the suction of this world that moves us faster and faster away from God Almighty until finally we pull the rope out of his hands.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, The Danger Zone.
Look at the next step of what God gave them over. Look at it. You find it in verse number 26. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. In the same way, also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. Now, this passage, as I understand it from scholars far, far beyond me, this is not so much talking about the homosexual or the gay relationships. You have to understand the culture that is there. Out of the first 15 Roman emperors, 14 of them were homosexual. Did you know that? Socrates was a homosexual. Many of the scholars of Athens commended the homosexual life, the gay life, as a superior life in which to live. Paul is here dealing with a situation that was in Rome of that day, when those of wealth, those of affluence, they had children, boys and girls, they would use as toys in their own perverted way of living. Incest was a big thing in this culture. And they had many temples to fertility, gods and goddesses, and prostitutes were considered to be priests. And on we go, all over Rome of that day. It was an honored kind of lifestyle. And Gibbon, writing about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, pointed to the pervasive practice of immorality in the homosexual area as one of the reasons for the fall of that great empire. So Paul is addressing this. He's saying you become so decadent, so perverted, so sinful. You move so far away from purity and what I'm about. He just says, I give up on you. I give up on you. And he just lets go of the rope. By the way, you say, boy, Rome was sure a bad place. Have you checked on America lately? You see, when you get the wrong thing on the throne of your life or my life, this is how we end up. And we'll read a passage in Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 6. It gives a list just as hellish as this list. And then Paul says to the church, such were some of you. but you've been washed, you've been sanctified, you've been forgiven, you've been cleansed, and you're not what you used to be. So we can't be too pious here. No, not a single one of us. So he starts off and says, God gave them over. And then God gave them over to further perversion. First of all, promiscuity, and then perversion. And look at the downward slide. In this next section, it's so hard to even deal with. It's like Paul says, I want to lift this lid, and I want you to take a glimpse into hell. That black hole of nothingness where God is absent. And I call this Paul's 21-gun salute to hell. That black hole. Verse 28, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer. In other words, they pushed God totally out of the way. God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, which are deadly. And then he lists 21 results of a depraved mind. What is a depraved mind? A depraved mind is somebody who says, that's not wrong, that's right. That's not up, oh, that's down. It's a mind that has been reversed. A mind that can no longer discern really between what is good, what is evil. They can't even tell when they're in the darkness or when they're in the light. And God gave them over to this kind of mind. And here we have these 21 characteristics. First characteristic says, verse 29, being filled. And the word filled here is a picture of something that comes right up to the brim. Being filled. And now we see the character of someone whom God has given up. They're being filled with, look at it, all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, and evil. That's character, isn't it? Unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, and evil. That's the character that we see. And then we move to the next. We see their conduct comes from their character. And we see this being filled with unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, and evil. And then look at the word full there in the middle of the 29th verse. This means overflowing. The first word fulfilled means just to the brim. Now it's overflowing in their lifestyle. This is their conduct. Full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. You see the results? Slippery slope all the way. Wrong God being worshipped. Sexual sin, sexual perversion. And now it gets more serious. These sins are more serious than the others. And then look at that conversation. They're gossips and slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, invention of evil, disobedient to parents. I want to stop with the word slander. You know what slander is? Slander is not lying about somebody. Slander is telling the truth about somebody in order to hurt them. I've seen slander take place in prayer meetings. Oh, Lord, I'm going to pray for Bob. He's in bankruptcy. Nobody knows that, but we're going to pray for him here. How godless, slander, gossip, haters of God. They can't be any semblance of God. God abandons these people because of now, here's their character, here's their conduct, here's their conversation. Look at the final steps here. We see their conscience is gone. Without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. That's it, isn't it? No understanding, they don't get it. No mercy, unloving. Their conscience has been literally, it's like an operation has taken place and conscience has been cut out of the body.
Today's message, The Danger Zone, will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you how to get your copy of Dr. Young's special Easter resource, his four-message series, Famous Last Words. The last words Christ spoke while he hung on the cross hold comfort and truth for your life today. And we want to help you hear them clearly by sending you this powerful series as thanks for your donation. Your support is vital to helping The Winning Walk continue to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue today's message, The Danger Zone.
In the whirlwind galaxy of a black hole that's there right now, if you look through the Hubble telescope, but in that picture, this is not something we have drawn in, the picture in the middle of that hole is this picture. It's there now. That's not something we put in there. If you look through the telescope, you'd see that black hole. It has in the middle of it a cross. And the scientists asked, well, what is that? How does that, why is that not sucked into that black hole, into oblivion, into eternity with nothing? It's because that cross, they think, is formed by gases and debris and dust that collects on that cross that blocks the way and catches all of those who would go in the black hole. Van was caught by that cross. You and I will be caught by that cross. God lets us go. He lets go the rope. He gives up on us. But there, before we're going once, going twice, going three times, there is the cross of Jesus Christ.
Well, before we end our program, Dr. Young is here in the studio to share more proven truth for how to escape spiritual danger zones. Dr. Young, what would you say to someone today who's a believer, but they know they're drifting into a danger zone?
I would say, like with any situation, you're going down the highway, there's a light blinking that tells you you're in a danger zone. You're driving a car and a light is blinking on the dashboard. It tells you something's wrong. It's a danger zone. So true with life. Sometimes we drift into temptation. We drift into relationships that are inappropriate. We drift into a speech habit that's self-serving. We drift into words of praise for ourselves. We become manipulative people. And this is the reason we have to be still, listen to God, and He will prompt us and tell us to move off the edge of the cliff, turn around, go in another direction. And God will do this if we'll take time to be still and to listen. And He'll direct us and move us away from those points in which we could lose everything God wants to build in our lives.
Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. Dr. Young wants to point you toward the peace and hope Christ shared in His last words on the cross. And in this powerful series, you'll dig deep into those final moments to hear the comfort and truth Jesus has for you. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Tune in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares how God's love is bigger than any guilt you may be carrying.